Hi, awesomes. Welcome back to Sorta Awesome. I am joined today by my husband and sometimes co-host slash partner on Sorta Awesome, Kyle.
I feel very cheapened.
Do you?
The sometimes statement.
In 6 years, how many times have you been on Sorta Awesome?
Well, it depends, because what has been going on shortly after quarantine began, is that we have been creating other content.
Yes, we have.
To the tune of, if I recall correctly, 259 published episodes and another 5 or 6 that we deemed unfit.
That's a true fact.
So as we sit together in front of the microphone, I feel like you're your main squeeze.
You are my main squeeze in all things in life. You're also a podcasting veteran now, don't you think?
According to my math, if we had been a weekly episode instead of semi-daily,
right?
I've got 5 years of experience under my belt.
Well, there we go. You're the perfect person to sit next to me as we launch more and expanded content for the awesomes here on Sorta Awesome.
Yeah, and it most likely won't forever be all me all the time.
The
more additional content.
Right.
So if anybody's off put by me, just cross your fingers and wait for the moment where more people are coming in and I'm leaving.
Well, here's the thing. We had so much fun creating Awesome Today, which was our daily podcast. We really learned a lot about having daily conversations. We learned what makes for great content that inspires a lot of conversation in our community. And so we decided to, well, bring the chocolate and the peanut butter of our awesome productions together. That's not a euphemism. We literally did that.
The most perverse thing you've ever said.
But we learned a lot creating daily and semi-daily content for nearly a year. So we thought it'd be so fun to bring the best of what we learned doing Awesome Today, producing. You are the producer of Awesome Today. I just showed up and read some notes. But to bring it all together and bring it home to the mother show of Sorta Awesome, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we thought one of the things that we loved, truly enjoyed doing on Awesome Today was discovering these little holidays that fall throughout the calendar year. I'm not talking about Christmas and Easter and 4th of July. I'm talking about the weird, the quirky, the unknown holidays, the previously, I'm thinking, uncelebrated holidays. Yes. Just because nobody knew about them.
Yes. Every day. You deserve something to celebrate, no matter how big of a jerk your boss is.
Right.
Megan glared at me
because she thought
I was going to say prick.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Don't edit me. There's plenty of garbage going on in the daily.
Yes.
So here are reasons for the upcoming 7 days. This airs on a Wednesday. So this will get you up to next Wednesday. Reasons to celebrate.
That's right. And of course, today, as you're listening, it is May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Now, contrary to a lot of ill-formed belief here in the United States, this is not Mexican Independence Day.
No.
This is not Mexican Independence Day. It is a holiday that celebrates the date of the Mexican Army's victory over France at the Battle of Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War. So bust out the margaritas, Cinco de Mayo. Did you know, I was reading about Cinco de Mayo for this discussion. Did you know that people in Mexico love to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but it's actually more popular and more widely celebrated in the United States by not just Mexican Americans, but by the culture in general than it even is in Mexico.
You know why?
Why?
Because, dang it, people want a reason to celebrate.
Well, that's
give
for sure.
me a good reason.
Yeah. And a reason for a margarita, right?
Well, a margarita, some good Tex-Mex, honestly, is about the extent of what we get here. But yeah, good Latin American influenced food.
Yes.
Camaraderie, family enjoyment, all the good things.
All the good things.
Well, it also happens to be, for May 5th, National Hoagie Day.
Oh, goodness.
What is a hoagie?
It's a sandwich.
It is a sandwich. It very specifically is a submarine sandwich.
Okay.
Don't eat it underwater. The bread doesn't hold up.
Okay.
It's filled with Italian meats, cheeses, and other toppings.
Mm-hmm.
One suggestion, because quite often with these more obscure holidays, it's unclear as to where they might have come from.
Well, sure.
One suggestion is that the name originates from Philadelphia, where during World War I, Italian immigrants who worked at the Hog Island shipyard would make these sandwiches.
Okay.
And they were originally then called hoggies, which over time became hoagies.
I'm here for it. I haven't had a hoagie in a hot minute. But
I'm more interested in a hoagie.
That makes sense. All right. Well, Thursday, May the 6th is International No Diet Day. Down with diet culture. Embrace healthiness for your body. Leave the diet behind. You can do that on May 6th.
You could do it.
Any day you want
to. Any day you want. But specifically this.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And there's no reason to, if you are on a specific diet for specific goals, and that's cool with you.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, screw diets forever.
Well, if you're on a specific diet.
Have yourself a cheat day.
If you're like on a medically prescribed diet, you
different.
Should not observe today.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it is no diet day.
Maybe you could find a ASMR YouTube video of someone eating random foods that
you
can't eat.
That's not maybe. You can definitely find that.
Yes.
It exists on the internet for sure.
It's also World Password Day.
All righty.
This holiday is one that has increased in value and importance since the beginning of COVID.
Oh, really?
Because COVID has created, for many, remote access, teleworking, these type things.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not probably nearly as fun as Cinco de Mayo or several other things that you could do.
Yeah.
Maybe today's a day to review your devices, update browsers, update applications so that all those security patches are in place. Make sure your pop-up blockers are enabled, run antivirus and malware detection programs, and maybe even change a password here or there. How do you feel? We're Apple users.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know if this is true for the rest of the deprived delinquents of the world. I know true for Apple.
Yeah.
Quite often when you sign up for a new thing, they want to suggest some five-star security password that's made up of alien characters.
Right.
And it'll store it for you. But if you ever... Yeah.
You are. If you forget it, you're out of luck. Unless you're on your device.
You'll never learn it.
Yeah.
It's just like if I'm without my storage, I'm in over my head.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, I never do the Apple suggested password. I do use the same password for almost every site, which my friend Colleen just recently got onto me about. I need to do something about my password situation. It's not organized and it's not secure.
I like to use password one. And then when it forces me to update, password two. No, I don't do that, but it's tempting.
It is. Hey, speaking of tempting, Friday, May the 7th is No Pants Day.
Yes, it is.
Now, the first instance of National No Pants Day was in Austin, Texas, keeping it weird in Austin during the 1980s. They wanted to celebrate freedom from conforming to society. Again, that's like peak Austin behavior right there. So after finishing the completion of a semester in final, students, I'm guessing at the University of Texas, went ahead and they pulled their pants down and walked around in their undergarments. The event then became annually repeated because if you're going to do it once, you may as well just go ahead and do it every single year.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Right. And so by the year 2000, it was celebrated throughout the United States and in Canada, Britain, and Australia. Now, another event that contributed to the popularity of that day occurred in 2002 and was executed by the comedy organization called Improv Everywhere. A group of seven people put on large coats over their underwear, then rode the subway to see how their fellow subway passengers were going to react to this. You can imagine the responses that got. So if you are interested in celebrating, first of all, you could go pantsless. I'm not saying you should, But
just know that all choices have consequences.
That's right. You're free to make your choices. You're not free to choose your consequences. So if you end up with a ticket or worse for this, we did not tell you to do this.
I would not want to go to jail in underwear.
I don't want to go to jail ever, but definitely not with just my underwear happening. This actually, that sounds like an actual nightmare I maybe have had in the past.
It's quite possible.
Now, you could, again, you could go pantsless. You could be wearing your undergarments. You could just wear a pair of shorts or a skirt, a dress.
Really, a kilt.
A kilt even.
Don't forget the Irish and the Scottish.
How dare I? You could wear just about anything except for pants on this day. Now, during the quarantine year, many people have completely tossed their pants to the side and have embraced that pantsless lifestyle.
A lot of political figures and or news media folk.
Yes. They get caught with their pants down, literally, as they are dressed only from the waist up.
Oh, I just worked out. That's evidently you worked out more than one thing.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, another suggestion is that you could just go purchase for yourself an item of clothing, anything, as long as it's not a pair of pants.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I actually purchased myself a few items of clothing.
You did.
Although I got some t-shirts. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that in the Awesome Today crowd.
Yeah.
Searching for the perfect basics.
Right.
I'm intrigued when they arrive. I also bought underwear, which some people call underpants.
Sure.
So I don't know if that counts.
Yeah. As long as they wear pants, you're good to go.
Well, they're underpants.
Underpants. Okay.
But they're not ankle length.
Okay.
I'm not that kind of guy.
You're not Victorian in that way.
No.
Okay.
Though I would wear a good powdered wig if I could find one. It also happens to be May 7th. School Lunch Hero Day.
All righty.
Which, what I read, suggested celebrate nutrition professionals. I would extend that to the lunch lady, which, of course, made my mind, because of my ancient age, go to Adam Sandler and Lunch Lady Land.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I bet you could find that on the YouTubes if you looked for it.
I bet you could find it just about everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, May the 8th is National Miniature Golf Day. Now, this is the day that residents of the United States celebrate on the second Saturday in May. Now, interestingly, the rest of the whole globe celebrates National Mini Golf Day on September 21st. I don't know who made the, why was there a split here? I don't know. But anyway, you could try doing it both days.
Why not?
If you wanted to. The game of miniature golf is kind of a way to smash the patriarchy, if we're being honest, because it was created in Victorian Scotland, where women had decided that it was, well, maybe a little uncouth to raise a golf club above shoulder level the way men do. And so they said, you know what we'll do? We'll just do a little mini golf out here. I would love to know at what point mini golf transformed into there's a windmill.
And a clown face.
Yes,
and
all of those things. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question that I'll probably not look up.
I haven't played mini golf in years because the last time I played, I got so mad. I'm not even kidding. I was like rageful that I could not get the freaking ball in the freaking hole.
Yeah, go to your home, Happy Gilmore.
Yes, I was very Happy Gilmore about it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Mini golf's not my game. It does not bring out an awesome side of me. I have to ground myself permanently from the mini golf.
I feel like you get more angry when you're sober. So perhaps there's still a way to pursue this and not be angry.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, there's another twist on this, which is probably more accurate in historical terms.
Yeah.
And that perhaps it was the patriarchy who said, women, ladies, it's inappropriate for you to raise your arms above shoulder level.
Yeah, it's possible.
And so you may not play golf. Mm. And then it was, in fact, the women that said, well, we still like to swing a club. Mm-hmm. And they created mini golf.
Yep, found a way.
Yeah.
And everyone can thank us for the mini golf.
I guess.
All right. Guess. What else is it?
I don't enjoy it. I got kicked out the last time I played, but that's another story. All right. It was years ago, not this last weekend.
Okay.
May 9, moving through. What do we got?
Okay. Well, it's also on May 9th. It is Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Damn those lost socks.
Yeah, no doubt. They're the bane of my existence. Now, some use this holiday as a sort of call to action to just go through, and this is kind of my approach, just throw out all of those sock singles that you've had hanging out in your sock drawer. You're waiting for that lost mate to come back. It's not going to happen. Throw it out. Release yourself. Free yourself of the burden of the single sock.
Find a cheaper sock provider so that you have the freedom, whatever that price point is, so that you have the freedom to throw those miserable, lonely turds away and buy a new pair.
Yes, a new pair.
Not just a new replacement sock.
No.
Unless you have two of the same sock, each one missing, which you'd actually have a pair. But if you didn't put two and two together, one and one.
Yeah. Now, if you don't have the courage right now to throw out those single socks, you could take those single socks. You could make a sock puppet.
Yes.
You could turn it into a dust rag. Life pro tip, they are perfect for dusting your ceiling fans.
Interesting. I was leaning a different direction.
No. Don't is it, this is filthy.
No, it's not. It's not. No.
Okay.
You're filthy.
Okay. What's going on? What's your idea?
If you are the type of person that likes to thoroughly wash and clean your vehicle, you could use that sock to get all up in the intricacies of your wheels.
Yes, that's a great idea. I didn't even think of that. You could just make a life decision that you're never going to wear matched socks again.
By choice or by surrender.
Right. You could cut them up and make them into wrist warmers.
I wouldn't recommend it.
You could, though. And I'm pretty sure John Kyle, one of our twins who is super into cosplay right now, has for sure. You could take those single socks. You could fill them with beans or even a bar of soap, and you could use them to beat people. We would never suggest that.
Oh, I would.
I would not. But it's something you could do.
You know, if you're not licensed to carry a concealed firearm, then perhaps a sock with a bar of soap in it is a good solution.
There you go. You could fill it up with rice and turn it into a doorstop. I did not know that people even really use doorstops anymore.
That's from our grandparents' generation.
In
fact, you've probably, and maybe as I say this, you'll recognize it, maybe not, but you've probably seen either a movie or cartoon from semi-antiquity where somebody threw one of those at a mouse in their home. That feels familiar, doesn't it?
Right.
Because it was the doorstop full of rice, but it's also a good mouse deterrent.
Okay. Finally, I don't know how to do this, but I bet that if there's a will, there's a way. You could take those, all of your single socks in your house, and make a sock quilt out of them.
I think that would be phenomenal. So long as they're not stained, that'd be a weird quilt.
Yes.
Well, May 9, and you've probably all already been screaming at your phones in fury. It's also Mother's Day.
It is. And happy Mother's Day to all the awesome moms.
Before you start feeling too powerful in the matriarchy, recognize that it's also Father's Day.
Is it now?
It is, in fact, if you live in Romania.
Okay. All right. Well, rolling into next week, Monday, May the 10th, is National Shrimp Day.
I like shrimp. We have shrimp in the freezer.
We do.
They're not good shrimp.
No.
They're shrimp for a landlocked existence.
We've had some great conversations in our Awesome Today community. Yeah. Kyle and I are from Oklahoma. We don't get the fresh shrimp here, but we understand that if you live maybe even on the East Coast somewhere, that shrimp come packed with a delicious flavor of their own.
Yeah.
Here in the landlocked Midwest Great Plains, we mostly eat them fried or just smothered in some kind of sauce.
Something. They are a flavor carrier.
Yes, for sure.
Well, it's also Clean Up Your Room Day.
Please tell your children, it's Clean Up Your Room Day. I'd love that to happen around here.
Every time I'm prepared to do so, you are in there all sweaty and cleaning their room for them.
I don't clean the girls' room anymore. I did clean the boys' out this past weekend because it was killing me.
You get
slowly
a glazed, crazy look in your eyes. Yep. So I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go mow the yard again. I just finished. I'm going to go the other direction now.
When I get that crazy look in my eyes, it's because I'm doing what a lot of people like to call rage cleaning.
Yeah.
Like I get so mad that I just start cleaning. A lot of stuff gets thrown away with no permission given. I just go in there and just start. I took two bags of trash out from the twins' room.
Hopefully they were filled with Legos.
There was not a small number of Legos in there.
My feet hurt from Legos on the regular.
Yep.
Well, May 11th. What do we have?
Yeah, May 11th is National Twilight Zone Day.
I love Twilight Zone, but not the anything other than the old black and whites.
The classics hosted by Rod Sterling. If you've ever been to Walt Disney World, to the MGM Studios part of the park there, the Twilight Zone ride is fun. If they still have it, I've been on it. I enjoyed it highly. I never watched that many episodes of the original show, though. So
they were, I'm sure in their day, when they were released, they were absolutely cutting edge of freaking people right out.
Yes, absolutely.
And some of them, even in modern day, are pretty freaking creepy, which I love. I love just a little bit of good creepiness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's also National Eat What You Want Day.
Do it.
Which I probably celebrate more than two-thirds of the year. I like the holiday, okay? Don't judge me.
I mean, it's good to have a holiday for this, but we liberally apply this, the sort of ethos behind eat what you want. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Well, that gets you through from now until the next episode, theoretically next Wednesday, when we cover upcoming holidays. So every day you have a couple things to choose from, and please celebrate something, whether it's one of these or something you create. Find something to celebrate every day.
Yes. And also over on Instagram, Sorta Awesome's Instagram, I have for the past few weeks now been doing something that was inspired by Awesome Today. On Awesome Today, we would talk about whose birthday it was, birthdays, interesting birthdays from history, celebrities. We translated that into, sharing some more awesome on our Instagram profile. I hate to use these content creation words, but over on the Instagram at Sorta Awesome Show, every single day I talk about whose birthday it is, and then I give you the opportunity to send me a DM so I can send you a personalized happy birthday message via Instagram. So come over there, and then also I love to talk about the quirky holidays on Instagram too. So again, that's at Sorta Awesome Show.
Fantastic. May I segue us into the next segment, as much as it pains me to admit that there are segments?
Notoriously, you are a podcast producer who has a real resistance to using the word segment.
It's too regimented.
I love a segment, though. You so do. Here we go.
So these are news stories.
They are.
But if you're expecting to know the most recent Biden gaffe or whatever new attempt to somehow prosecute former President Trump, whatever it is, that's not what this is about.
It's nothing that you're going to find in the headlines of your local newspaper or on the internet. This is the awesome news that you might have missed.
Just like we like the weird holidays, we want to find the pieces of news that, because they're not mainstream, they're probably more valuable.
Right? Exactly. So here's an interesting thing. Regulators in the United Kingdom have definitively stated that there is, quote, no evidence that drinking alcohol after a COVID vaccine interferes with how it works.
That's a good thing. I feel like at least two-thirds of current vaccinations would be void and defunct and no good.
That's for sure. So you can all go out, get your little stick in the arm, and then freely enjoy a beverage afterwards to celebrate.
Or several. Get poop-faced or whatever people say.
Yes. Okay, here's a very interesting news story. I promise you guys, you probably missed this, but for decades, perhaps even longer, the size of a man's hands or his feet have allegedly been an indicator of sorts for the size of his peenie.
What?
I'm just telling you what the news, these are what journalists have said in their reports on this, okay?
What do you do if a man has large hands and small feet, or vice versa?
I don't know. I've never investigated that. I'm not an investigative journalist. I'm just telling you what's in front of me in this news story.
Okay.
A recent study suggests that you may just go ahead and forget about those indicators and focus instead on a man's nose.
Interesting.
According to this particular study, men with larger noses average an additional 29% more length where it counts. But a caveat, Awesomes, before you rush out to the mall and begin examining noses, do know that this relationship has so far only been proven to be true on Japanese male cadavers. It may not be universally extrapolated is what they're trying to say.
And this is not Asian hate in any way,
shape,
or form.
No, of course not. It's just this is where the study came from.
That's the only study that's been done.
Yes.
I encourage you, if you like odd details, go give this a goog and check it out, because the details of how the study was conducted, they are quite disturbing.
I actually don't even want to know more about it. Just that little bit was enough for me.
I wish I didn't know as much as I know right now. If you are an Instagram follower of Mark Wahlberg, then you already know this.
Okay.
If you're not, then you may not be aware of the dramatic body transformation that he has recently undergone. And I know what you're thinking. Marky Mark, you're smoking hot.
Yeah.
Why would you, what are you, do you have a disorder? What's happening here?
Don't ruin this for me.
Well, to prepare for his role as a boxer turned priest in the upcoming film Father Stu, in the past 6 weeks, Wahlberg has put on 30 plus pounds. He shared this in the social medias, pictures. I saw him. I vomited.
What?
In my throat, just a little bit.
Okay.
And all I have to offer is, hey, welcome, welcome to the dad bod, my friend.
Well, Mark Wahlberg is a fairly devout Catholic. I'm interested to see how this all comes together in this film, Father Stu. I really am interested to see that, but the transformation bodily, that's not what I was expecting. We'll see what happens.
You'll have to check out the pics. They're disturbing.
Okay.
He's accompanied the weight gain with, it looks like, less grooming of his hair, head and facial hair, not creepy downstairs hair.
What?
That's
I wasn't different. Even wondering about that.
I could tell by the look on your face. You were like, wait a minute. I don't know. I don't know what all pictures exist out there. I don't want to know. Let's move along.
Let's move it right along.
Switzerland, the Swiss. Switzerland is not uncommonly cited as a place exemplifying the benefits of socialism.
Okay.
Oh, look how good it works there,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Recently, one Swiss city has reached out to help their homeless population, and they've offered them a free train or airline ticket if they'd be willing to leave, and provided that they agree in writing to not return.
Interesting.
It would seem like maybe socialism doesn't work as well as some might assume.
Well, I'm sure they have their reasons. This is one very interesting approach to helping people with the experiencing homelessness. So I guess we'll see how that turns out.
Yes.
In the meantime, Michael D. Higgins, the president of Ireland, recently shared a behind-the-scenes video. So he was attempting to focus on his interview. In the meantime, his six-month-old Bernese mountain dog puppy decided it was time for him to receive the focus.
Dang right.
Now, this little pupper's made quite a stir. You can find the video on TikTok or on YouTube. The puppy relentlessly paws at and mouths at the president, as dogs are prone to do, particularly those of the puppy years.
Yes.
It is.
And it's not, this is not a small, like cute little puppy.
No, no.
This is a giant.
Yes.
It's probably as a puppy at 6 months, it's probably 50, 60 pounds.
I was going to say a 6 month old Bernese Mountain Dog puppy is probably bigger than our toddler.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe even bigger than our 8 year olds.
It's, well, we had Zsa Zsa, the German Shepherd.
Yes.
And recall her size. She was probably 50, 60 pounds at 6 months.
Yeah.
And that's the size of this dog. So it's not a gentle thing. Go ahead. I won't spoil you.
Well, just the puppy was like, I will not be ignored.
Yes.
And it turned into quite the amusing video. And it has definitely been well received by the constituents of that president in Ireland. Yeah. So I got to go look this up. I haven't seen it yet.
It's a great video. We love dogs.
Yes.
Even if you don't own a dog and you don't want to own a dog, we love the shenanigans of our animals.
Yes.
And yeah, this dog was just bubbling forth with the desperate need.
Aww,
and everything,
puppy.
You know, he was only visible on camera from maybe mid chest up, mm-hmm. and he didn't flinch. But in the meantime, from elbow down, he's working his hand and trying to deflect. And the dog has his whole hand in his mouth. it's phenomenal.
I love it.
It really is.
I love it. That's so funny.
Well, if you are not familiar with Niveen Jay,
okay,
she's a model, an actress, an author, and in the past has been a stand-up comedian.
All right.
She's also recently known for going viral with a YouTube video that has racked up over 3 million views. Now, in the video, she tells the story about how she was going through matches suggested for her on Raya, I think is how it's pronounced, which is an app often described as the celebrity version of Tinder.
Interesting.
And amongst the matches was one for actor Ben Affleck.
Oh, really?
Now, of course it's a fake, right?
She thinks so.
She thought so. She deleted it. And then out of nowhere on Instagram, she gets a message, a video message from Ben Affleck inquiring why she rejected him.
Oh my gosh.
Now, certainly she has capitalized on this odd event.
Yes.
On the other side, Affleck has thus far been unavailable for comment.
Oh my gosh.
Many commenters, because along with the 3 million views plus, she's gotten thousands of comments on her video.
Yeah.
Many people insisting, oh, Affleck's a creep, right?
Yeah.
But she has defended him, claiming, look, this video wasn't shared for the purpose of poking fun at him or any of that. It was really to poke fun at me for the awkward situation.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I got to go check that out. Oh, Ben Affleck, you just can't stay out of the news headlines, can you?
Can't do it. He's weird.
He seems
back profanity and bad words. He's just weird.
I've very obviously don't know him, but he does, from all reports, seem like he would be a difficult person to be around.
What's the first Mervy? What's the first movie you remember him in?
For me, it was Good Will Hunting.
Okay. But what about, oh my gosh, my mind's going blank. Mm-hmm. What's the 70s?
Oh, of course. Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Where he was the fifth year senior.
Yeah.
He was a weirdo. Then I feel like that role was typecast. I feel like that's who he actually is.
Yeah. Well, you guys, as we are talking, it is the week of Mother's Day coming up this weekend. It's right around the corner. Maybe you have been unable to decide what you might enjoy as a gift.
Yeah, everybody's asking, what do you want?
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps a nice piece of unorthodox jewelry is in order.
Unorthodox?
Well, recently trending, something we've actually talked about on Sorta Awesome before. Women wanting to mark their breastfeeding journey are having jewelry made from their breast milk.
This was stunning to me.
Oh, yes.
As I went through it. Not because I think it's unacceptable or weird, but just because I didn't even know such a thing was possible.
There is a hilarious moment in the Sorta Awesome archives, a conversation on a group show where Rebecca, one of my co-hosts, mentions that she might like to have breast milk jewelry made. Laura Tremaine co-host at the time, has a little bit of a fall apart at the idea.
Yeah.
Well, here's how it works. You take a vial of your breast milk, you send it in, that breast milk is sterilized, it's chemically and mechanically treated, it's pulverized and then made into a resin, and then given several layers of protective coating. The finished result looks like an opal or a pearl. It can cost anywhere from $100 or so dollars to thousands of dollars. Now, these DNA keepsakes originated from the company Mom's Own Milk, who is now the leading UK and worldwide provider of custom-made, biodegradable, eco-friendly glass breast milk jewelry and keepsakes.
That's a mouthful.
They've got a lot going on there. The owner of Mom's Own Milk has commented that her own breast milk was made into a bead, along with ashes and hair from a beloved dog and cat of hers, and that wherever she goes, people comment and remark about how visually striking her jewelry is. So if you are no longer breastfeeding, but you're still interested in having a piece of jewelry made from breast milk, guess what? Donors are sometimes available.
How do you feel about this?
I am still currently breastfeeding. I would do this, honestly. I don't find it that creepy, especially knowing the process that is happening here. It's not like when I first heard about breast milk jewelry, I genuinely thought it was like a little vial of breast milk sort of suspended in a piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
But now knowing more about the process and how it turns out, I'm like, you know, I could see this. I also am lazy and I'm probably not going to go to all the trouble of getting a vial of my own breast milk to do this.
So where my mind ran, because my mind often runs, was, okay, I'm the husband of a person.
Yes.
And I try not to outwardly judge what you want. Mm-hmm. I can't help but judge internally because that's what we all do.
Sure.
But supposing you had, maybe even I just suspected you might be interested in such a thing. I had imagined a whole scenario where, oh, maybe, you know, Meg was pumping in between feedings and I could sneak away a vial of milk from the fridge and go ship this off and have it done. But then in my imagination, as I thought about this, when you received it, you were creeped out. So I can't win. I can't win with you, Meg. Thanks. Even in my imagination, you hate me.
You're off the hook. As usual, my only request for Mother's Day this year, and this is what I've asked for the past 16 years, is just a morning to sleep in. That's all. That's all I want.
We'll see. I can't promise anything.
Yeah, young, neither can Nico.
Young Nico Gus. He insists on every day is his day.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you might be interested to know that in Colorado, 7 members of the cult, Love Has Won, have been arrested.
I've vaguely heard of this cult.
I hadn't until I found this tidbit in research. Mm-hmm. Amy Carlson, age 45, was known as Mother God by her followers.
Okay.
She established the cult in 2018, convincing others that she was a divine being who had been trying to save humanity for not a small amount of time. In fact, 19 billion with a B.
Whoa.
19 billion years.
Whoa, that's she's a lot of trying. Dedication.
Well, and evidently we're hard to say.
I was going
to
say, I don't even know if is humanity even worth 19 billion years worth of effort to save us? I don't think so.
I wouldn't pursue that far.
No.
And in fairness, she'd only promised to lead 144,000 chosen people into a new mystical fifth dimension.
Skip
she
right
skipped
over.
The fourth.
Skip it.
Screw you, 4. Yeah. Where's 5?
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable. My heart goes out to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also believed that in a past life, her father was, brace yourselves, Donald Trump.
She believed this.
Well, everyone did.
Oh, okay.
Everyone did.
Alrighty.
In any event, in April of last year, the cult received a warning, I'm sure it wasn't soft, from the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, because they had been selling colloidal silver as a cure for COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, the FDA does not like it when you do things like that.
Yeah, you can't just be like, hey, have this.
No, they don't like that.
It's, yeah. Now, you can sell all kinds of supplements.
But sure. But you cannot say
a medicine.
Yeah, you cannot say that, no.
Can't do it. Mm-hmm. Well, her body Well, backing up, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Last week, Ms. Carlson's body was discovered dead.
Oh, dear.
In the cult's headquarters in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. This is turning into one of my true crime podcasts that I like to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. Summarized.
Yes.
Her body was wrapped in a sleeping bag that was decorated with Christmas lights. Her body itself covered in glitter makeup.
Okay.
Which, if you got to go, that's not a bad way.
Yep.
The cause of her death has not yet been confirmed.
Okay.
But investigators do believe that she died sometime in March of this year from ingesting that very same damn colloidal silver.
Okay. Interesting.
So
interesting.
Hopefully none of you have done this. If you have and you're not dead, which I would assume if you're listening, you're not dead.
Sure.
Stop ingesting their colloidal silver.
I am going to agree with you on that. That's a recommendation I can get behind.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Okay. Now, those of you who are part of the Awesome Today family know that I have a long-standing fascination with the question of whether or not aliens are real.
And by whether or not, it's like, when's everybody going to admit it?
Well, that's what this next news piece is about. I often am very interested in UFO / what we now call UAP, an unidentified aerial phenomenon, sightings and reports. So here is a very fascinating news piece for me. Recently, the CIA declassified 2,000 documents on UFOs.
Yeah, 3,000 pages, 2,000 documents.
Oh my gosh. These UFOs were over America dating back to the 1970s. Now, the reports cite unidentified aircraft, sure, light phenomenon, definitely, even claims of military officers confronting aliens that came out of outlandish vehicles. Look, CIA put these in reports, you guys.
I feel like you're overlooking my people.
What?
Those of the trailer park.
Okay. Well, they've been
Hundreds of thousands have told you over the years.
Yes, they've been trying to tell us.
I was probed.
Yes, they've been trying to tell us.
A violative way.
Yes.
It was done
here
to me.
The CIA is finally affirming this. Now, 2,000 incidents, that seems like a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you are from Canada, listen up, you guys. We have a lot of Canadian awesomes.
Canadians keeping the secrets.
Well, apparently they have a database of almost 300,000, let that sink in, 300,000 incident reports. Their Federal Department of Transport Canada operates the Civil Aviation Daily Occurrence Report System. It's a searchable resource where all these encounters, any encounters, are recorded. Now, in recent years, they've had over a dozen sightings reported by commercial airline pilots. They suspect many more were not reported, as the pilots may fear the career repercussions of being an alien whistleblower. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, of course.
You don't want to be the guy that's like, you right. guys are not going to believe.
Yeah, they're sitting there behind the steering wheel. Nope, didn't see it.
Not happening. I refuse. I will close my eyes now. Former Royal Canadian Air Force pilot John Williams suggests that roughly 90% of encounters are not reported, which of course makes the already large number significantly larger.
Let's simplify math a little bit and just give away 10%. If 300,000 were reported and that's only 10%.
Yeah. Tell me, what's the number you think it could be?
It's well over 3 million at this point.
Holy wow.
That's a lot.
The question then is, are we in fact not alone? Does it seem suspicious to anyone that in recent years, our own technology has advanced to the point where we're flying helicopters around Mars's atmosphere? Might we already be a member of some intergalactic space federation already? We don't even know. Is Canada visited more often? Or is the U.S. government simply more willing to lie?
I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty sure I know.
I'm really curious as to whether or not our own visit to Mars has involved the probing of Martians that live in trailer parks.
Martians are the ones
that
live on Mars.
Why is the probing always such a thing?
Well, you got to figure out what's going on in all the systems.
Come here, boy. Let me probe you.
No.
That's creepy.
It's very creepy.
Yuck. I don't like it. Well, in 2005 in Italy.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this series of stories.
Okay.
I think it really speaks to the heart of what all of us want.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
2005 in Italy. a hospital security guard was caught not showing up for work. And you're thinking, what's so special about
that? Why is that newsworthy?
Well, when a hospital administrator prepared to file a disciplinary report over the absenteeism, mm-hmm. and that's their legal term.
Sure.
As well as other countries around the world, maybe even us, I don't know. I didn't really research that hard. Mm-hmm. But this threat of the disciplinary report, the guard then threatened her, the administrator, to keep her quiet. Mm-hmm. Now, shortly thereafter this little encounter, the administrator changed employers.
Okay.
Hopefully climbing the ladder. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, the guard continued his absenteeism, and the new administrator that came in to replace, just was never even aware of this guy's employment.
Oh my goodness.
So never showing up to work again.
Ever.
Ever. The guard continued to be paid a full salary for 15 years.
He found the secret to success.
$650,000 during that time. It's like 40-ish plus thousand dollars a year.
Dang.
Now, this sounds fantastical, but it's far from the first time that specifically the Italian government has dealt with absenteeism in the public sector. This is government jobs, mm-hmm. public sector's government work.
Sure.
A prior sting operation had ensnared 35 town hall workers after 2 years of, quote, abusing the time clock.
Okay.
Now, some of them had spouses check them in and out, run the time card for them.
Sure, sure, sure.
Others would clock in and then leave to go, in many instances, oddly, I guess this is hot in Italy, canoeing.
All right.
Some of them would go shopping. Ooh. Some just go hang out with friends.
Right, right on.
Now, in another instance, a traffic officer who lived in the same building where he worked, which I guess is a thing there, he was filmed clocking in his underwear and then returning to his apartment to go to bed.
I'm obsessed with this.
I love it. I want to know, should we move to Italy now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, lest we think this problem is, in fact, only one faced by the Italians. In 2010, a community service board employee in Norfolk, Virginia, collected a salary with benefits for 12 years without ever going to work.
Okay.
And then in Spain, a building supervisor collected a salary for 6 years without ever showing up. And beautifully, his deception was only uncovered after he received an award for 20 years of loyal service, and they couldn't find him to give it to him.
That's hilarious.
I really believe these people are onto something.
Uh-huh.
This seems a lot easier than robbing a bank or any other thing. I think this is the way to go.
Just kind of figure out sly, just you know, on the down low, how do I not go to work anymore?
Yeah.
But keep getting paid.
You got to start out by not making a big impact with your work.
Absolutely. So, and then just kind of like quietly fade off the radar.
Yeah. Remember that one guy? No, I don't. Okay. Never mind.
Yep. Exactly.
Beautiful. Oh. I love it.
Speaking of that one guy, we got one last story for you.
That one last story for you. Justin Bieber. The world loves him, especially Canada.
Well, I do too. I enjoy some Justin
Bieber. Well, you're part of the world.
Yeah.
But especially Canada. He recently entertained a group of inmates at an LA County jail.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him, right?
Yep.
He chose, amongst other selections, as I understand it, to sing his song Lonely.
Okay.
Telling how lonely it is to be a celebrity.
Oh, Justin.
It's rumored that several offers were made in the aftermath to help ease his lonely feelings. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unconfirmed as to how he responded to that. That part may not be true.
That part's
But the first part's true.
Definitely. Justin Bieber. I mean, I my heart goes out to him. I'm sure it is lonely to be Justin Bieber, that level of celebrity. On the other hand, it's a little tone deaf to sing about like the hardships of being a celebrity to people who are currently incarcerated.
Come in here to the shower area. There's lots of friends.
Okay. All right.
Don't make it dirty.
I didn't.
I'm just referencing the friendly nature of showers.
Yes, definitely. That was a lot of news ground to cover.
That's a lot.
Not to mention there's a lot of celebrating to be done.
Yeah, and I hope you do. I encourage you to. We've screwed up a lot of things in our lives.
Have we?
We really have.
Sure.
On the regular, yeah. I'll probably, and by we, I mean mainly me.
Okay.
I'll screw up more, I'm sure. But something that we've done for the past handful of years that I'm very pleased with is we do regularly seek out a reason to feast.
Yes.
And we explain it and celebrate it with our kids, and it's quite a good family experience.
Absolutely it is.
So do that, whether you have a family or not, even if it's just you.
Yeah.
Splurge. Do the thing.
Absolutely. Go all out. In fact, it's no diet and also eat what you want this week. So it's a perfect week for feasting.
Do all the things.
Like I said, come over and join us on Instagram at Sorta Awesome Show. In stories every single day, I'm wishing people happy birthday and encouraging celebration. So please come find us there. And yeah, keep looking in the Sorta Awesome feed. We've got a lot of awesome, talk to keep you busy throughout the week.
And I, from prior experience on the other shows we've done, I cannot help but offer to you to have an awesome today, would you?
Well, please do.
Bye-bye.
I thought you were going to say awesome week, but here we go.
We'll be back before the...
We'll be back.
Well, we'll be back next week.
We'll be back eventually.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.